Paul Harvey News and Comment has been brought to you by General Motors Parts. This is the ABC Radio Network.
I'm here at the blacksmith shop in downtown Chicago, where Blackhawks goalie Ed Belfour is having some new protective equipment made. Excuse me, sir.
What?
You're the head blacksmith here, right?
Yeah, you got that right.
And what exactly are you doing?
I'm building an armored suit. Hey, what does it look like I'm doing?
For the game against the North Stars?
Nah, I'm doing it for my health, you yamhead. Of course it's for the North Stars game. Would you want to go to Minnesota with the Stars firing pucks at you?
But 3 inches of steel, isn't that a little much?
Nah, not for them guys. Hey, let me tell you something. Ed's a good goalie, but he's no idiot, all right? Hey, go ahead. Fire one at the suit. Come on. Ah, come on. What was that? Fire one, you wuss.
The Stars battle the Blackhawks Saturday night, 7:05 at Met Center. For tickets, call Ticketmaster at 989-5151.
Hey, yo, Eddie. Maybe I should add a layer of concrete.
At 7:36, record snowfall in the state of Minnesota. Already in the Twin Cities, 18 inches of snow on the ground. Good morning. I'm Linda Evans. Well, many schools and businesses, as you might expect, throughout Minnesota are closed today, including all public schools in Minneapolis and St. Paul, as that major winter storm continues over much of the state. Could get up to 2 feet of snow in the Twin Cities area by the time it ends later tonight. In addition to many elementary and high schools which have canceled classes today, in a rare occurrence, the University of Minnesota has canceled classes, and Hamlin and St. Thomas colleges have also called off classes today. Now, many businesses are closed, including Honeywell, and all non-essential Hennepin County government employees have the day off. Now, you should call ahead to find out if your business is closed today. We have an essential employee to check in with right now at KSTP, our traffic reporter, Art Reeder. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Linda. I guess the good news is, I've mentioned before, the traffic is very light out there. A lot of people have stayed home, like you've mentioned here over the morning. We are still finding numerous spinouts throughout the metro area. Most of them are not creating any real problems for the driving drive lanes of the freeways and highways. Where those that are creating problems are westbound 694 at Highway 61, a jackknife semi blocking some lanes of traffic. Also eastbound 494, you'll find an accident blocking a lane of traffic, the right lane at Nicollet Avenue. And the ramp is completely blocked now from Pilot Knob Road to go eastbound on 494. Has been for about 10 or 15 minutes, and it sounds like it's going to be for some time. We've also got the ramp blocked from eastbound Highway 55 to go southbound 169. That's where they stalled the MTC bus. And that's exactly what the kind of problems we are finding here. Single car type spin outs or people becoming stuck mostly on the ramps or acceleration lanes onto the freeways and highways. The good news is very, very, very light traffic throughout the metro area right now.
Bottom line is the main lines are open, but it's tough going.
Yeah, as I talked to Midnight earlier this morning, their problems areas, their concern areas are the on and off ramps, of course, the acceleration, deceleration lanes. They still need plenty of attention by Midnight. They're trying to keep the main lines open, and that's, you know, leaving the on and off ramps to go. But you're also finding problems on the east and west highways and freeways, those that have overpasses, the drifting from the north with the north wind, up to 6 inches of snow in the areas that you have the overpasses there.
That's provided you can get out of your own neighborhood this morning.
That is going to be the problem. It was a problem for me. In fact, my shovel's still in my back seat there.
I say stay home and build a snowman.
If you can.
Thank you, Art. One runway is open at Twin Cities International, but flights are delayed. MTC buses are running in the Twin Cities, but they are very late this morning. We're going to go to KSTP Weather Services now and check in with Phil Schwartz for the latest on the storm. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Linda. The mess is far from over. Matter of fact, we're still expecting heavy snow for the next several hours. Additional accumulation, 6 to 10 inches total from the storm, will probably be 2 feet or even more. This is probably going to go down as our biggest storm in modern history. The snow is still continuing as far south as just about the Minnesota-Iowa border. Freezing rain to the southeast of the Twin Cities. Rochester had a nasty ice storm overnight. Rain in Eau Claire. So you can tell that there is a big difference in just about 60 or 70 miles. We are just about 15 to 20 miles away from some sleet and freezing rain. Most of that will stay to the south and to the east of the metro. But if you're out toward Hudson and, say, down toward Hastings, maybe even Cottage Grove, you could see some freezing rain and sleet mixed in. The real problem this afternoon will be the winds. They'll be gusting up to 40, maybe even 45 miles per hour. that's going to cause some incredible blowing and drifting snow. Some drifts probably up over 5 feet in open areas. Obviously, a lot of roads will be drifted shut as we head through the afternoon. And even into tonight, as the snow finally begins to taper off, we're still going to keep the wind, so there will be more blowing and drifting snow right into even the day tomorrow. But most of the snow should fall during the day today. Forecast does call for that winter storm warning right through this afternoon. Expect more heavy snow, some blowing snow, some sleet and freezing rain across the extreme eastern part of the metro. Could even have some thunder snow during the next several hours. Total snow accumulations probably 2 feet or more. Temperatures will fall from around 30 degrees down into the 20s through this afternoon. Tonight, the snow diminishes to flurries. Blowing and drifting snow likely may be some additional accumulations, but only minor additional accumulations. Lows temperatures tonight down to near 10. Tomorrow, light snow, but still some blowing and drifting. Highs getting into the upper teens. Right now, with moderate snow, we're putting it out at 2 inches an hour. We have a temperature of 30 degrees.
And 18 inches of snow was the latest count in the Twin Cities?
Boy, last I saw, it was 16.9, but I haven't checked over there, so 18 sounds good to me.
I saw something on one of the Weather Service lines that we've got here. It was close to 18.
Yeah, every hour, just add 2 inches as long as it continues to snow at this rate, and that will give you a pretty good count.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Is this the thing we were looking at that was happening out west that was coming this way for about a week?
No, it was the overall pattern, a very stormy pattern, but the storm that hit Bismarck and the Central Rockies, that was a different storm.
Yeah. This thing could have missed us, could it not? Didn't you say yesterday
This
was only a 50-mile-wide deal? It could have missed us entirely.
Totally missed Eau Claire. Eau Claire's had rain all night long.
Oh.
Rochester has had, like, heavy freezing rain all night long. Power outages are widespread down there. St. Cloud has had about 7 or 8 inches, but we are right in that band of the heaviest snow, and 2 feet of snow, Bob, that's more snow than we've ever seen out of one storm system.
We'll talk to you when we talk to you. Suffice to say that any time you need to commandeer our airwaves, be our guest.
Okay, we're going to be with you every half hour through the morning.
Bob, are you glad that you're a transplanted Texan now?
Oh, absolutely. You're kidding me. I can call home and say, hey, see what I can put up with, and you couldn't put up with this.
I can live through anything. I'm a Minnesotan.
Thank you, Phil. Thank
you,
Linda.
We'll check with Phil about 8:10 again this morning, along with another traffic update. I'm going to do a little bit of news here, and then we'll get back to the show. Weather permitting today, two meetings are scheduled in an effort to revive the financial package for Northwest Airlines to build Airbus maintenance bases in Duluth and Hibbing. State Finance Commissioner John Gunyu and other state officials plan to meet this morning with airline representatives in Eagan, as we say, weather permitting. Then the Northwest co-chairman Al Checkey is to meet this afternoon with Iron Range lawmakers. Looks like some Northern States Power Company customers in the Twin Cities area are in for a refund as part of a $53.5 million rate hike. The rate hike, you see, is less than the interim rate hike of $71.9 million, which customers have been paying since March. Police are investigating the theft of 29 pieces of bronze sculpture by well-known artist Paul Granlund. The sculptures were stolen from the Premier Gallery in downtown Minneapolis. And in Wisconsin, just across the state line here, snowplows cleared the way during the night for an ambulance that went to pick up a Cushing, Wisconsin woman who went into labor during the snowstorm and then took her to a St. Croix Falls hospital. The mother and baby, names have not been released, but they are reported to be doing just fine this morning. Winter storm warnings continue in the Twin Cities area through this afternoon, headed for a record snowfall of 2 feet or more. At this hour, we have snow in the Twin Cities. It's 30 degrees.
The right side of Jerry's brain wanted the look of laser quality printing.
I want business documents with clean, crisp type and sharp graphics so people will see my work and marvel at my creativity.
But the left side of Jerry's brain had other thoughts.
I don't know. That kind of print quality must be expensive.
Right brain?
My presentations will be stunning. My work will really get noticed.
Left brain?
Wouldn't a dot matrix printer be more logical from an affordability standpoint?
Right.
Don't be so analytical. Aesthetics are at issue here.
Left.
Sorry, chum, but I'm talking business.
Then Jerry heard he could get a Hewlett-Packard DeskJet printer for a list price of under $600. His right brain thought,
I can express myself with laser quality print output.
And his left brain concurred.
For a dot matrix price, I can rationalize that.
Hewlett-Packard presents printers both sides can agree on. DeskJet printers for under $600. The HP DeskWriter for the Macintosh and the DeskJet 500 for PCs. Both with a limited 3-year warranty. See your authorized HP dealer. Hewlett-Packard peripherals. When it's important to you.
Chirp. Yo, hey, this is Bruno, and I'm the spokes pigeon for Birds for Environmental Atmospheric Quality. You know, beak. I'm here to tell you, we're getting pretty sick of the way you've been polluting the air. All that stuff coming out of your cars, well, hey, it's gotta stop. I mean, what kind of bird brains are yous anyway? All you gotta do is use that ethanol stuff. Ethanol, you know, cheap, the fuel made out of corn. That ethanol makes your car run better and cleaner and cuts down on the stuff coming out of your tailpipes by 30%. Which makes it a heck of a lot easier for us to breathe up here. But you just keep letting the air go to the, you know. You ain't using ethanol. We's been watching. What do you think we're doing on them phone lines? Sleeping, hey? Giant. So we demand you start filling up with ethanol. And if you don't, well, we'll start using your cars for, target practice, yeah. So use ethanol, or you're gonna start seeing spots before your eyes.
More coffee, Paul?
Mm.
Hey, the paper says communism's kaput in Soviet Russia. Says Gorbachev's opening a chain of hamburger restaurants.
Mm.
It says here the space shuttle's now offering frequent flyer miles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at this. Mm. It says here Toys R Us guarantees their low, low prices. Just bring in anybody else's ad and Toys R Us will match their price.
What?
I said Toys R Us.
Can it be true?
Well, yeah.
Oh, joyous day. Toys R Us does guarantee low, low prices. Do you hear that, Myrna?
I hear.
Why, it's everything we've ever dreamed of, darling.
Well, I think
and
it's...
And Toys R Us has the largest selection of toys anywhere.
Uh-huh.
We'll find whatever we want there and never have to shop around.
I know.
No
I...
more endless wandering from store to store across the town.
Paul.
It's the greatest. The big Toys R Us selection. Low price guarantee.
Paul.
I've never felt so alive.
Paul, calm down and get off the chair.
Okay.
You know, maybe you should switch back to decaf coffee in the morning.
Okay.
The Toys R Us low price guarantee. Competitors ad must show item and price. An item must be in stock.
It's an attitude, a lifestyle, a radio station. AM 1500 KSTP.
I know what you're saying. Those of you who know Steve and know him well are wondering how in the world he got his voice to do that. I wish I'd been a little fly on the wall. Maybe some kind of hidden camera. Thank you, Steve. We're back now to the talk station, KSTP. 747, 13 before 8.
Will you knock it off?
All right. I'm still thinking about Carol's call of about an hour ago. Carol.
At the airport?
Lost 83 pounds on Nutrisystem.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Would Nutrisystem appreciate her saying, I'm a sexual juggernaut. That's what she said, basically. I am a new woman. Intimacy-wise, now that she is down to 115 pounds, she's headed out to San Francisco to be with her spouse and to show those gay boys how it's done. Good luck to you, Carol. God love you. See what Nutrisystem can do for you? I don't think they'd appreciate even though the use of the word sex in one of their live commercials.
My sex life is just fine. Thank you very much.
I don't remember asking. We want to thank whomever called off the air to inform us that the short-lived series starring Linda Carter and Lyle Wagner. No, Linda Carter and Lonnie Carlson. Bob Casey would probably announce her as Lonnie Carlson. The name of the show was Partners in Crime.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of apropos, kind of ironic, wouldn't you say? They could recast this doggone thing very soon, bring it back, Partners in Crime, starring Linda Carter's husband, Robert Altman, and his friend Clark Clifford. We'll find out. We also want to thank the folks at Runyon's in downtown Minneapolis. Called us to say they're open for toddies, if you can make it there.
Oh.
They're open for toddies, and they got BRB cranked up to about Mach 7.
Open all day long.
Thanks, guys. They know where the irreverent radio is being staged in the Twin Cities.
Hell yeah.
So get over there and get irreverent with them and with us.
Today's date?
It's November 1st, 1991.
Friday, 3 days after Deanne's birthday.
First TGIF Friday of Aviation History Month.
Happy birthday, Deanne.
Happy birthday, Deanne.
You don't have to go to school today.
Good morning, little school girl.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Where were you when they crucified our Lord?
Yeah.
I was going, no, I sang that about an hour ago. I was just poking some fun at a couple of my Jewish friends. In 1969, on this date, Elvis Presley scored his first number one hit in more than 7 years when... I'll sing you just a little swatch of this.
All right.
Tell me if you can remember the title. I'm caught in a...
trap.
What's the name of the song?
I can't walk out.
Because
I love you too much.
You're supposed to play a little swatch of the song like Murphy in the Morning did with me.
Baby.
In WLI in 1984. Suspicious Minds.
There you go.
Topped the Billboard chart.
There you go.
Also proved to be the last chart topper of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he now?
Because I love you too
right,
much,
that's fine.
Baby.
That's fine.
Don't belabor it. Sorry, you can just get me going.
Let's just juxtapose right now, since we got our spots out of the way, and our weather report schedule is a little staggered today due to the snow. Am I to understand that I can go right from on this day in history, lame, outdated, life-affirming, right into Mr. Movie's trivia question?
Boom, slam into it.
All right. You asked for it. You got it, Toyota.
All right.
I drove that Asian four-wheel drive vehicle today.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, let me tell you something. You just couldn't get that Isuzu truck away from me, boy. Four-wheel drive, you know, I used to be one of those America First types, you know, but I'm telling you, this truck's
so you used
tough
to, drive,
to beat.
You used to drive American.
That's exactly right.
Now you're driving foreign.
All them Japanese, they know how to do. Can you imagine how it snows in Tokyo this time of year? They're rough and ready. They're ready for that kind of weather. That's why they put together a really tough truck.
Yeah, right.
I cannot believe.
Give me a Ford.
Those guys were probably, you know, 8 years of age and at a Wallace rally in 1972, and now it's, man, you just couldn't get my Toyota truck out of my hands. Man, it's 200,000 miles I've driven that thing.
Yeah. Get your hands
traitors!
Out of your, get your hands out of your pants.
Today is November 1st, 1991. Year of your Lord and mine. All day long, another day of my married life.
This.
Folks, you're calling 646-TALK for all the wrong reasons. You're calling right now, you're wanting school cancellations, you're wanting closings. The only cancellation or closing or delay that I know of is that the gang violence in North Minneapolis that was scheduled for tonight, it being a Friday night and a date night and the start of a three-day weekend for many people,
what are they gonna
will
do?
Be delayed by 2 hours.
Oh,
so,
well, that's
so,
nice.
So leave about half an hour early. We still got some snow yet to come, 20 inches total in the Twin Cities. If you take it slow, maybe trudge to your little knife fight on foot, you'll get there in plenty of time.
Barbara Carlson is on the highway right now. Babs, look at your clock. You see it's 7:50.
Just take your time, dear.
At 8
take
o'clock, at 8 o'clock, in 8 minutes from now, call us. Yeah. We want a road report from wherever you are. Don't call me now. Oh, the phone's ringing.
Take
I told you not to call me now. Call me in 8 minutes.
Take it and see. Take it, you know, just in there and let's see if it's her.
Control room.
Hi, it's going to be Chris for the next two radios, just so Linda knows.
Thanks. All right,
thanks,
fine.
Phil. You are on the air. Don't swear.
Thanks, Phil. Bye-bye for now.
See ya.
So Chris Grote for the next two weathercasts.
Yeah, did you hear that, Linda? We're pros.
That
here.
Makes me angry. I thought I was going to get another shot at Phil Schwartz to try that line on him that I tried on Chris at 5:30 this morning.
Well, that was early enough.
I just think that any time you get winter snowfall that is of like 16 to 20 inches, you know,
right.
It's winter, it's
major
snow,
league.
16 to 20 inches.
Big
that
snow.
You ought to be able to refer to it as a long dong shiver. In 1512 on this date, Michelangelo's paintings on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel were first exhibited to the public. Pop quiz. A little
right.
Culture vulture pop quiz here for you.
15 years.
What? He's not alive anymore. But what legendary pianist, Vegas performer, denture wearer, fox trail, hot pants, what celebrity here in America over the past 10, 20 years had a, what do you call it, a facsimile of Michelangelo's ceiling of the Sistine Chapel on his own ceiling in Las Vegas?
Frank Sinatra Jr.
Nope. Nope.
Who?
Wrong. Liberace.
Really?
You weren't here during that show when I suggested, or when I just kind of wondered aloud as to why, if he was going to have a facsimile of the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
That beautiful ceiling is painted by Michelangelo.
Yes.
He was going to have a facsimile of that in his... you know, in his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Why would it be on the ceiling? Why wouldn't it be, you know, just behind the headboard? In 1604 on this date, William Shakespeare's tragedy Othello.
These damn spots on my hand.
Starring Helen Hayes, was first presented at Whitehall Palace in London. In 1611 on this date, Shakespeare's romantic comedy The Tempest with Jessica Tandy was first presented, also at Whitehall. People rushed up to the box office. Can you give me two together? Two together anywhere? There was always a big clamoring for Will Shakespeare's...
it's like an adult...
drama.
...deal.
I wonder if you could be sitting there waiting for the curtain, waiting for the overture, as they say, and maybe have some guy behind you looking at the playbill, like happened to me, mm-hmm. late 70s, mm-hmm. old Calcutta, Edison mm-hmm. Theater, mm-hmm. New York, say, look at this, Saul, there's a gal from Cincinnati in this. So it was in London. In 1765, on this date, the Stamp Act went into effect, prompting stiff resistance from American colonists. Stiff resistance, showing at 11 p.m., 1 a.m., and 3 a.m., $4.95. Be prepared, though, that when you get your cable bill, because of constraints of space, you'll just see the word stiff, and then it'll say $4.95.
Well, let's just order it up.
Have you noticed that? That they don't have, for some reason, their computer will not spit out the titles of these movies. But can we order that right now, far ahead of time?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, we're going to order that movie.
Get our order
in honor of the American colonists.
Your order has been accepted. All right. Thank you. Please hang up.
That part, I don't know why they bother with that, please hang up. What am I going to do, leave it off the hook? Don't you consider that kind of an insult to the collective intelligence?
Yeah, I kind of do.
In 1861, on this day, General George B. McClellan was made General-in-Chief of the Union Armies, but there was dissension in the ranks, and everywhere he went, guys who had vied for that spot and, had been turned away, would just go right up to his face, with the two of them armed even, because it was wartime after all, and they'd say, who did you sleep with to get that job anyway? In 1870, on this day, the U.S. Weather Bureau made its first meteorological observations from reports gathered by telegraph from 24 locations, and guess what?
What?
They were wrong. Nothing's changed.
I don't remember being warned ahead of time that we were going to get 3 feet of snow.
Yeah.
I thought it was more like 6 inches, wasn't it?
I got a question for you.
Isn't that what they told us yesterday?
I have received, believe it or not, I have received Steve Cannon's mail from people who think that he still works at KSTP.
Mm-hmm.
And, with questions about the shop and vac and stuff like that.
Right.
I wonder if I hit one of these lines and said, Bowden Erickson, do you think folks would say...
Can you tell me if Unisys is...
I've talked to people this morning that thought they were calling KS95, KSTP-TV, and WCCO, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Nap and Donut's still pretty frisky musically this morning. I was walking out to the lobby, and they were playing Hall & Oates song. No, don't try running up on the air what they're playing. What are they playing? They're playing music?
Donuts is being... Donuts right now.
He's being Donuts. Donuts is being Donuts.
That I would...
Well, you're asking for trouble. That would be terrible to get your pink slip and be unable to go home. You'd have to stay here until it stops snowing.
I slipped.
In 1913 on this date... Yeah, I gotta try it. Bowden Erickson, good morning.
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Charlie.
Charlie, my name is Craig Pulley. I'm calling you from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just calling to tell you guys we're watching CONUS, or watching the snow on CONUS and listening to you guys on the radio.
About 20 inches today.
Yeah, that's great.
Isn't that right, Roger? About 20 inches?
That's right, Charlie.
And what kind of weather you got there?
In Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's raining here.
Yeah,
it's raining. Getting colder, but it's not going to get near as cold.
A lot of school closings up here. Right. Everything's closed up.
Well, that's great.
Got snow up to our ass.
Well, it's 65 here.
I'll bet in the days when you lived in this area, I'll bet you never heard the word ass on WCCO.
No, we never hear that word on radio in Nashville. You're exactly right.
Now, which is the fender bender capital of the United States? Is it Memphis or is it Nashville?
Nashville.
It's Nashville. Definitely. I get those two confused for some reason.
Yeah.
Now, will all that rain cancel the tours at Graceland?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's in Memphis.
Oh, okay. See, I get Memphis and Nashville confused.
Yeah, no, that's in Memphis. Everything's cool in Nashville, but we'll have some wrecks today.
All right.
We'll have some big fender bender.
Did you know Jimmy was from Seattle?
Jimmy, who's... Oh, no. No, really.
Jimi Hendrix. Seattle.
We're in a TV station right now.
Really? Oh, you're calling from CONUS.
Yeah, well, we're calling from Channel 5 in Nashville.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're watching CONUS, and Jimi Hendrix used to come here and do...
You're kind of a sister station there?
Yeah, we're with the CONUS, the NewsNet thing.
Right.
Where we hook up and use their birds and everything.
Right.
So we're just one of their stations.
It's the wave of the future. What do you think of this DBS deal? Is that going to take off like we're hoping it are? It is?
I don't know.
I hope it does. Thanks for the call, buddy.
We just want to let you know we're listening.
I'll play an Ed Ames. I'll play an Ed Ames country song for you.
Okay.
Now here's Ed Ames with The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
I bet you this is Babs.
Bowden Erickson, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Just fine. Want
We're
a cancellation?
Drunk. We're drunk. How the hell are you?
Do you sleep in the studio this morning like you usually do in these snowstorms?
We had to have the hookers come over to the station last night.
You should have seen them walking the last 500 yards.
Did you have Ma Lager?
We use the
You know what? That comes in handy when you do a female impersonation as a part of your repertoire, and you're stuck at a station, you know, overnight because of snow.
Yeah.
That would come in handy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
A lot of us have real active imaginations, too.
Anything else?
Yeah, I say,
That general sales manager's desk sure is hard.
What do you think about
Stapler was in my way all night.
What do you think about Mary Cuomo? Is he going to run?
Mary Cuomo?
Mario
Cuomo.
Mario, excuse me.
He's from Seattle, isn't he?
No, New York.
I think if George Bush's approval rating goes down any further, Mario Cuomo will have to throw his hat into the ring.
Bob, his approval rating hasn't gone down. It's still in the 60s.
Is it?
Yeah, people still like him.
Let's get confirmation on that from Dean Spratt. Dean, is that true?
Boy, this weather makes me horny.
Well, I tell you, Bruce Gordon would never do this on WJO.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right.
All right, fine. Dark Sober Star, you have something new for us? Dark Star, of course, has been here at the station all night long, hasn't been able to get out.
I tell you what, Roger, I'm just too drunk to stand up.
That's so dark.
Dark, do you have anything really corny to lay on us right now?
I'm just on the spur of the moment. Here. Let me get my hand out of my... Never mind.
A story that's just semi-funny, but especially, but it's really clean. Do you have a really clean, corny story for us?
Got nothing clean for you, Charlie.
Well, we need something to fill this next minute before the next 9 minutes of commercials. Boone and Erickson, good morning.
Mr. Grunseth.
Yeah, you're right. My Boone impersonation sounds a lot like my Grunseth, doesn't
it? What about that Tamara Taylor?
Hey, there's a salamander in the skimmer basket. Oh, it's not after all. April Fool. All right, fine. Let's go back to on this day in history, shall
Where
we?
Where were we?
We were in the year 1913.
It's 8 o'clock. Barbara, call us now. I'll answer the phone.
All right, fine. Does she know the hotline number?
She knows the hotline.
All right, fine. Let's see. 1913 was the year. Notre Dame's football team upset Army 35-13 in a game at West Point that popularized the forward pass. And a Notre Dame student, a young Catholic gentleman, last name of Kennedy, was up in the stands popularizing his own version of the forward pass. That's right. This game also drew attention to Notre Dame's team captain, Newt Rockne, who claimed to have been down by contact about, 90 years before the rule went into effect.
Using it then.
Down by contact. Forward progress. Was not incorporated into football lingo for another 7 years. In 1936, on this date, in a speech in Milan, Italy, Benito Mussolini, as portrayed by George C. Scott, described the alliance between his country and Nazi Germany as an axis that ran between, listen to this, this axis, according to Mussolini, ran between Rome and Berlin. Before that, it had been referred to as a treasure trail. In 1950, on this date,
she hung up. Can you believe that?
Well, she probably had to hang up in order to throw up because she's been ill.
KSDP.
Yeah, he's back there.
No, hold on. He's not. Looking for Barbara.
Just tell them I'm on the toilet eating a sandwich.
Hold on.
In 19...
Yeah, he's on the toilet eating a sandwich.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Well, did he have his picks this morning with Pat or what?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I missed him.
Well, ask him if he's calling for...
Picks.
Ask him if the reason he's calling and saying he missed the segment is because he's calling from Runyon's?
Buddy, I think what you need is sober cab. All control right. room.
I'm alive.
Hold on, there's
All
Pat.
Right.
Let's put her on.
Where are you right now?
What?
Where are you right now?
I'm on 36.
You're practically here.
Yeah, it's just terrible, though.
You're going to be here early, Barbara. You're going to be here early enough to do a little show prep for once.
Yes. Oh, you are cute, sweetheart. Cute. I'll be there in a few minutes.
You're going to beat Peter Thiel here.
Peter's on vacation.
Oh, he is?
Mercedes is running the board today.
Oh, okay.
And she is also on the way.
You know, one of these days, the next time both Jenny and Steve Conrad go on vacation, I think you and I, Barbara, individually, of course, during our own shows, ought to run our own board and see how this...
But you're a pro, darling. You've been at this for
years. No, I swear.
I would look at a board and I wouldn't know what in the world to do with it.
I am not a disc jockey. I have not,
Barbara, he has no idea.
Pushed a button or filled out an FCC log.
He has no idea what goes on in the control room.
So we could both just screw up?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, let's.
Babs, both hands on the wheel.
Yeah, I got to take this phone out of my hand.
We'll see you when we get here.
Bye.
Don't spill that drink.
Yeah. Turn down that Bee Gees cassette. Who do you think you are, Clarence Thomas? In 1950 on this date, boy, is it my imagination or is this version of On This Day in History really taking a long time?
No, we're running it out here.
Two Puerto Rican nationalists tried to force their way into Blair House in Washington to steal the hubcaps of President Harry S. Truman. The attempt failed. One of the pair was killed.
Wow.
And in 1979, former First Lady Mamie Eisenhower died in Washington, D.C. at the love nest she shared with Frank Sinatra at the age of 82.
Frank's had them all, hasn't he?
10 years ago today, King Hussein of Jordan arrived in Washington for 2 days of talk with President Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. In the receiving line, Reagan remarking about King Hussein's wife, the former Lisa Halaby of Princeton University, muttered out the side of his mouth, who's the white chick? 1 year ago on this date, during a trip to, who's the white chick? 1 year ago on this date, during a trip to Orlando, Florida, President Bush accused Iraqi forces of barbarism and brutality, to which they replied, yeah, we got your barbarism and your brutality. Let's hear some more about Willie Horton, Mr. Hot Pants. Today's celebrity birthdays. Newspaper columnist James J. Kilpatrick, formerly of that Point Counterpoint in the early days of 60 Minutes, is 71 years of age today. Golfer Gary Player is 56. He's the guy who used to dress all in black and from South Africa. He was one of the big three, as a matter of fact. Palmer, Player, Nicholas, back in my youth. Now that we've backgrounded you on that, we'll move on. Actor Robert Foxworth, formerly of Falcon Crest. Falcon's getting 5 points at home this weekend. He's 50 years of age today. I miss Falcon Crest. I especially miss that actress, Anna Alicia. I don't miss Fernando Lamas. What's his name? Ricardo Lamas? What's the Lamas boy's name?
I think it's
Lorenzo.
Fernando Lamas. Montebland. Montebland.
Lorenzo Lamas. I don't miss him. I miss Ana Alicia.
Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
Venezuela.
Magazine publisher Larry Flint, for whom every day is a morning sit-down, 49 years of age
yeah,
today.
Yeah, no kidding.
Actress Jeannie Berlin. What in the hell has happened to this woman? She's Elaine May's daughter. She was in that great movie, and I can't think of what. Oh, A Heartbreak Kid. She was the woman who Charles Grodin left for Sybil Shepherd. And I saw this on a UHF station here locally the other day.
Oh.
And she emerges from the marital bed, and there it is on her right side. And I'm going, what in the world has God wrought?
There what is?
Oh, there it was, right there. Do you see my international signal for a side shot of... there it was, right there on the television.
You got a
and it wasn't cable.
Side breast shot.
Baseball pitcher Fernando Valenzuela is 31 today. Still short and pudgy and pockmarked and out of a job. Now, who is rock musician Rick Allen?
I'll
he's
tell
28
you,
years of age.
You got to promise you won't make fun of
is
me.
Is he one of the sons of Rex Allen?
No, he's that one-armed drummer from Def Leppard.
No, you know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
One-armed drummer for Def Leppard.
Mm-hmm.
So what does he do? Does he like take up the slack with,
I think he doesn't.
Take the left foot off the hi-hat or something? And
since their guitar player died, I don't think he does a hell of a lot of anything anymore.
Does he do that Daniel Day-Lewis, my left foot type deal? Does he drum like maybe with one hand and one foot or something?
Well,
or what's the story?
He's, luckily enough, his left arm was lost. So he's still got the old right hand. Mr. Movies!
Let's move on, shall we? 807 KSTP St. Paul, Minneapolis, AM 1500, The Talk Station. I actually think we had our friend from Nashville fooled there for a second. Don't you think?
No, see, what he was telling you is they're picking us up for some reason over CONUS, over the satellite. So he's listening to you and I.
Oh, he thinks he's listening to Boone and Erickson
no,
is my
doesn't.
Point.
No,
he doesn't.
Doesn't? He bought your line.
Oh, he did?
Buy your line of crap.
Mm. I just like the idea of someone in another state telling someone else that they heard the word ass on WCCO.
I don't even remember what I said.
I think that they ought to be allowed to say the word ass if, let's say, it's a situation wherein Dark Star says something really especially corny, and either Roger or Charlie turns to him and says, would you mind shutting up, you pompous?
Maybe you shut your ass.
All right, today is Friday, and we're wrapping up Down on the Farm Week. Norm Pasnik has just entered Department 213, and I think at this point we might ought to ask him, hey, you going to be able to make it over to corporate to pick up those checks?
Norm, I need my paycheck.
If you leave now,
I hope you, drove that
you might be back by 10:30 this morning.
Hope you drove that four-wheel drive.
That
class.
Got through.
You huh? did.
What did he say?
He made it through all the way from Forest Lake.
Fantastic, Norm. Good for you. I bet it made you feel a little like Chuck Yeager.
You stud, you. Now get out of my control room. Only joking, Norm.
Don't you know about 40 years ago, Norm Pasnik would have been one of those hunkamania guys,
oh,
exotic dancers.
Hell yes. Yeah. Hell
and
yes.
And his gimmick would have been, he would have had about half stogie hanging out of the mouth. Big, big stogie. Chomping on the stogie and those pelvic thrusts.
Swaggering.
Class action. Critics have hailed it as the most powerful film of the year. Gene Hackman and Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio play father and daughter on opposite sides of the same case. a class action suit against a corporation that placed costs over lives. Now, in the name of justice, they must somehow come together or be torn apart forever. Class Action, rated R, now available on Fox Video. For a great selection of movies and Nintendo games, come to Mr. Movies, recipient of the world's longest one-minute spot, and ask about their Super Saver program. Call the connection for the location nearest you. Open 365 days a year. They should pay me more. And now it is Friday, and here is your question. I understand someone on line two thinks they can answer it. Well, I'll be the judge of that. Down on the Farm Week, our final installment, here goes, and the winner, the person who answers this question correctly on the air, will receive a certificate through the mail. Please allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. This is the U.S. Postal System, after all that we're talking about. The certificate will be redeemable for a free video, after you receive it, of course. And then we'll take our in-store question winner off the air, meaning you'll have to go to the stores, one of the more than 60 Mr. Movies locations in the Metro. Mr. Movies' official video retailer at BRB. Perhaps the most gorgeous movie ever made was set on a farm, later to be plagued, meaning later in the film, plagued by locusts. Richard Gere and Brooke Adams starred. Give me the title, please. I'll give you a hint. Terrence Malick directed it. Same guy who directed Badlands. This was a beautiful movie. And if we have trouble getting a winner, I'll be glad to hum the theme song from the soundtrack. Won't that be exciting? Let's talk to Tom from San Francisco. I wonder if this is the guy in San Francisco who's waiting for Carol. Is he? Boy, oh boy, do you have a hot night in store for you.
This is the guy in San Francisco.
We talked to Carol about an hour and a half ago, and you are the envy of this nation.
Well, and probably most of San Francisco would know what we're doing anyway.
Well, I think you'll show them how it's done, by God.
Well.
She's 115 pounds.
Yes.
And did you also go on Nutrisystem?
Well, no. Do we need to talk about that?
She called and wanted to share her religious conversion.
Tom, I just had your wife on the phone. She gave me your phone number to call her back, and I think she gave me the wrong number. I can't get a hold of her.
Yeah.
So she needs to call me right now.
Yeah.
Put her on the air.
Oh, we'll just let
the two of you engage in phone sex right here on the air.
Oh, good God.
Here's your question. Perhaps the most gorgeous movie ever made was set on a farm later plagued by locusts. Richard Gere and Brooke Adams starred. Sam Shepard was also in this movie. Give me the title, please.
Well, Bob, I have other things on my mind than Richard Gere.
Oh, you don't want a free video today?
Well, not one with Richard Gere in it, let's put it that way.
If you'd like to hold, we'll put you on the line with Carol. Hold on.
She's right there on the air now.
She's on Converse Line A?
Hi, Carol.
All right, I got to put her on hold.
Hello?
How do you punch the two of them up together?
Go like this.
Hey,
Tom?
Yes?
I hate to echo what Ronald Reagan said during the New Hampshire primary, but Mr.
The?
Movies paid for this microphone.
Okay, they're down.
Winner.
And then we'll put them up.
Well, yeah, but if I punch one of the winners, Ken, I'll cut him off. So put them both on hold if you don't. Okay, fine.
What's going on? What's happening?
One.
Where are we going?
Good morning.
If you'd like to make a call.
That's not the name of the movie. Do you know the name of the movie?
I was going to say if you'd like to make a call.
That is not the answer to them.
Debbie Does Locust?
No. Come on now. Get serious. Here's the theme song. Did it ring a bell? It's not Gone with the Wind.
Okay, that would be
Sam Shepard, Brooke Adams, Richard Gere, Linda Mann, that little girl who is on one of our shouts who says, he used to juggle apples, he used to entertain us, he used to amuse us. And it's not On the Waterfront.
That's that Whoopi Goldberg movie, The Colored People.
I'm afraid not.
Where's it set?
David Duke, ladies and gentlemen, calling in here on line four.
Where's the movie set?
Thanks for trying.
Thanks for
set on a beach?
Line one. Yeah. All right. Hold on. Line three. Good morning. And the answer is?
Yeah, Days of Heaven.
Congratulations.
There
Kenny will tell you what
go.
You've won. All right, hold on. Now, Tom is on line two. Carol, conference line A. Is that correct?
There you go.
All right, I don't have to punch him at the same time, do I?
No.
All right. There's Tom. There's Carol. Ready, set, go.
Like a Saturday morning sports talk. calling Rangoon.
Come in, Rangoon.
Yes, come in, Rangoon. Excuse me.
Go ahead, Carol. You fire the first shot, as it were.
Oh, the fire the first shot?
Well, go right ahead and...
Be kind, dear. It is 6 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Yeah, where you are, and am I going to get there?
The sun is barely up.
Well,
so
why don't you tell Bob what we were going to do, so to speak, in San Francisco?
We know what hotel you're in, Tom.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The Towers.
Yeah, there you go.
On a 40-something floor.
43rd.
43rd floor. Boy, you're going to have a nice view of the city.
It is. The sun is coming up. There's the bridge. What else would you like to know? Like a little guided tour of the city?
I think
just for variety's sake, Carol, you can actually look out the window at the city once in a while.
I think I'm going to be too busy.
Tom, there's a window ledge over there.
Oh, we're not hanging out of windows on the 43rd floor, babe.
Whoa. You youngsters. You spry youngsters.
Oh, actually, Bob, Tom is going to turn your age in January.
Well, we'll have to have some kind of wake for him.
There you go.
Well, fortunately, he has...
this weekend, please.
He has someone like you, Carol, to make him feel forever young.
Absolutely. Thank
well,
you,
Robert. Did you give him the whole variety of weight, dear?
The whole variety of weight?
Something like 198 to 115?
Well, see, when we got married 18 years ago, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Long time.
Yeah?
She weighed 93 pounds.
Come on. Yeah. Is that true, Carol?
Yeah, that's true.
Were you a jockey or something?
No, I was just always very thin. And then, thanks to Tom, we had this series of pregnancies.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
Right. Tom,
you had no say in the matter, right, Carol?
Oh, well, I was a participant, if that's what you mean.
Right. Okay, and then so you ballooned.
Kind of, yeah. That's a good word. Balloon is good. What do you think, Tom? Balloon?
Balloon, blimp would be good.
But he still loved you.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
In a different way.
In fact, when I decided to go to Nutrisystem, I came home and I said, you know, it's going to cost X amount of dollars, and can we afford it? And he said, I want you to do whatever you want to do. Yeah. I love you the way you are.
There
if you want to go on a diet, go on a diet.
Right.
So it was pretty neat. But
were you ever distracted? I don't mean to get really personal here, but this happened to me when I went on Nutrisystem. Let's compare notes here. Were you ever distracted during those few quiet moments of intimacy by the sound of your stomach growling?
And was only it a, you, Bob. Only you.
Was it a turnoff?
Did that bother you, Tom? Did my stomach growl, or was I just growling?
It could have been Carol.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So what's the status of your flight, Carol?
Right now they're running about an hour behind.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here.
Well, the airport's open out here in case you're really nervous.
What is the weather situation out there, Tom?
The weather situation is very unseasonable for San Francisco. It's I've been here since Tuesday night, and they're forecasting through next week to be in the high 60s, low 70s.
Hey, it was a couple of weekends ago. I forget who was playing ball there. I think it was maybe the Lions and the Niners. It was like 106 degrees or something.
Yes. And then the week after that was the fire, I think. So it's been a... of course, last night was an interesting night out here, Bob.
Was it? What happened?
Well, it's a big night in the gay community.
Why? Halloween.
Yeah.
They observed that?
No, at the time was that there's this roving band of... born-again Christians that come to San Francisco every Halloween and pray over the city.
Yeah.
And they actually confront the gays at the big bash in the Castro. So it was a good night to stay inside.
Have you had a chance to venture down to the Castro?
Not this trip.
Yeah.
I've been there previously, but I was holding that for tomorrow so Carol could get a chance to see
not.
San
we can
Francisco
do Chinatown, but I don't think I want to go to the Castro.
Well, I have a feeling that the temperature on the 43rd floor of that tower will be 106 degrees tonight. Good luck to the two of you lovebirds.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
We have to leave you now.
Love you both.
And
thanks,
Bob. Have a safe flight.
Okay.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good Lord. Her nostrils are flaring.
No kidding.
You'd think that they'd been away from each other for years.
They're hot for each other.
I don't even know for a fact that those are their, accurate first names. This could be just, more sabotage from our competition. But that was kind of inspiring, wasn't it? A woman who went from 198 to 115, courtesy of one of our clients, who doesn't have to pay a dime for that testimonial. It's like capitalism. Everybody wins. We're going to Linda now, along with Chris Grote. Yeah, Chris Grote, KSTP Weather Services. ABC News is on the horizon, so if you're waiting for ABC News, just stay where you are. And then we'll be right back with the bus trip as well on this Friday.
We're going on the bus trip in this
America's
weather?
Favorite Twin Cities. We got the snow tires and the chains and stuff. Why not?
The MPC is running. Why can't we?
Just so we leave a little early, and take our time.
We got a wet bar. I mean, let's make use of it.
Let's go.
Wet bar, restroom, television set, satellite dish. Chris?
Yes, sir.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
I'll just turn it over to you and Linda now.
Great.
819, light snow was the latest I got from the National Weather Service. Mm-hmm. 30 degrees. What do you have, Chris?
We've got 30 degrees, and looking out on Tower Cam, the view is about a half mile, so probably moderate snow sitting outside here at Channel 5.
18 inches in the Twin Cities?
18.2 officially.
Ah.
Good gosh. The record's 20. Gone.
And Phil Schwartz said we were headed for maybe 24 inches by the time this was all over in the Twin Cities, right?
We certainly wouldn't be surprised. That's what we're shooting at right now here from Channel 5 Weather Services. Low to mid-20s.
Zip right through the forecast.
Winter storm warning is up for the rest of the daytime hours today. We're looking at 6 to 10 inches of additional snow, probably put us in the mid-20s. This would go down in history as the greatest snow we've ever had in the Twin Cities. Heavy snow and blowing snow, northerly winds to near 40 later on this afternoon, so visibilities will be very low, temperatures falling into the 20s. Hey, snow tapers off overnight tonight, good news.
Yay.
Blowing snow.
Yes.
Get out the sleds. 9 to 13 for lows, so get out the long johns, too. Light snow, blowing snow on Saturday, little additional accumulation, 16 to 20. It's going to be cold for the rest of the week. This snow might last through January.
Really? We're not going to have a break at all?
Well, I mean, it'll stop falling, but it gets tough to melt after you put 20 inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go home and build a snowman this afternoon, I think. Thanks,
good idea.
Chris. Storm continues, and that means tough sledding around the Twin Cities area. Road conditions are not good. Good morning, Art Reeder.
Good morning, Linda. You know, we're not doing too bad as far as accidents and stuff. They're out there. We've got a few of them, like two accidents involving two MTC buses blocking the ramp from westbound Crosstown to Xerxes Avenue. We're also finding that Interstate 94 to go westbound on Snelling Avenue is blocked with an accident. Also westbound 494, the ramp to go southbound Highway 100, partially blocked with an accident, and the ramp from Lexington Avenue to eastbound Interstate 94 is blocked with an accident. What we're finding are numerous spin-outs, single-car spin-outs, but they end up blocking normally a ramp or an acceleration lane, so the main highways and freeways are still doing quite well. In fact, we're getting calls of about 40 miles per hour now from the northern metro into downtown Minneapolis and also Interstate 94 between St. Paul and Minneapolis. The problem is, and has been all morning, we're down to almost one lane of traffic. It's becoming very dangerous to use that left-hand lane as a passing lane. And with the very few cars that are out there, they're all stuck in that right-hand lane, and that's where you're finding your delays.
I don't know. I had a little interruption there, so I couldn't hear you. Did you mention about MTC buses? The last I heard was they were running, but, you know, late.
What I said about the MTC buses, there are two of them that are very late because they're joined to become one, and they're on the ramp from westbound Crosstown to Xerxes Avenue. Not a serious accident, no injuries, but it's blocking that ramp.
And the airport is still open?
Last I heard, one runway is open.
It's so really, really late. If you're flying somewhere today,
don't expect
to get there anywhere near time. Thank you, Art Reeder.
Bye-bye.
All right. One for the record books, headed for maybe 24 inches of snowfall in the Twin Cities. As we mentioned earlier, many schools and businesses are closed. If you think you still want to try to make it into work today, call first to see if your business is even going to be open. For some road conditions outside the Twin Cities metro area, the State Patrol has a number for you to call. They have a recorded hotline of road conditions. This is outside the Twin Cities Metro, 1-800-542-0220. And for road conditions in the Twin Cities, you can call 296-3076 or keep it right here on KSTP today. Again, light snow, 30 degrees, a north wind gusting to 31 miles an hour. Visibility anywhere from a half to three-quarter of a mile around the Twin Cities. Right now, we're going to ABC News, brought to you this hour by 3M.
From the ABC Newsroom, now the real work of peace must begin. Those words from Secretary of State Baker this morning at the close of the Mideast Peace Conference in Madrid. Baker said the so-called bilateral talks should begin this weekend in Madrid, and the Arab delegation has just announced that it's agreed to do so. The Secretary of State has warned the delegates not to let the opportunity for peace slip through their fingers. Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir, arriving back in Israel, told reporters at the airport he's confident the peace process will continue. On Capitol Hill, leaders of both parties say they may be near a Senate compromise to extend unemployment benefits to people who have used up their standard 26 weeks of payments. The process of selecting jurors in the William Kennedy Smith rape case continues today in the West Palm Beach, Florida. Judge Mary Lupo has set aside a month to seat a six-member jury. And forecasters say the Atlantic storm appears to be weakening but could cause flooding at high tide today in New Jersey, Maryland, and Delaware. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Joe Templeton.
Okay, everybody, it's that time of year again, so stand up, right hands in the air, and repeat after me. We.
We.
The entire population of the northern two-thirds of North America.
The entire population of the northern two-thirds of North America.
Promise to use the original 3M brand window insulator kit this fall.
Promise to use the original 3M brand window insulator kit this fall.
Because last fall, some of us bought cheap kits with cheap tape. And some of us got drafts. This fall, no more cheapies. This fall, the original 3M window insulator kit. Because it really is going to be winter. And because it really is the tape. Thank you, thank you. You're beautiful.
Look for the free Olympic sports bag offer on specially marked packages of 3M window insulator kits.
Joyce Lukasik has a good job, a lovely home, a family that loves her, and she's about to live a nightmare.
I have a warrant for your arrest.
What would you do if you were convicted of a murder you did not commit? Donna Mills stars as a woman fighting for her life in the ABC miniseries False Arrest, based on a true story.
They put me in a cell. Women held me down.
What would you do? Donna Mills, Robert Wagner, False Arrest, Sunday at 9, 8 Central on ABC.
Every journey begins with a single step. For over 38 million Americans, that means traveling with the Discover Card. Because it's accepted by all major airlines, all major hotels, all major car rentals. And all those charges earn cash back, up to 1% yearly based on annual purchases. Which proves travel not only broadens the mind, it widens the wallet. It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
Only two more commercials to go, and Bob will be right back.
Remember all the fun we had when the game was done? I was pretty sad. Can't we give it another go? X, 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 and O, O, O. Three little letters in a row. When we played tic-tac-toe.
The Minnesota State Lottery is bringing back one of your sentimental favorites, Tic-Tac-Toe 2. Just get three X's or O's in any row, column, or diagonal, and you win up to $10,000 instantly.
I found another just like you by the name of Tic-Tac-Toe 2. Once again, I can have fun. Lots of prizes to be won. What a break for a guy like me. Minnesota State Lottery.
Lottery players must be 18 years of age or older.
Computer City, best brand, super selection, great prices.
Okay, what you're proposing is a computer superstore that sells the best brands of computers?
That's right. Apple, IBM, Tandy.
And Compaq, Hewlett-Packard, and more.
And super selection. Nearly 5,000 software programs, books, and accessories to choose from. Great prices, too.
So low, I'll bet we can guarantee them.
What else? Well, of course, we'd also be open 7 days a week, and that includes the service department. We'd offer equipment repair and system setup.
And credit would be available to meet the customer's personal or business needs.
So a computer superstore that offers all these services, plus the best brands, super selection, and great prices?
Exactly. What do you think?
Let's go with it. Now, what do we call this store?
Computer City! Brand, super selection, great prices. Computer City.
Join us now for our grand opening celebration at the new Computer City on France between Southdale Mall and I-494.
This is not your parents' radio station. It's AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.